break down your bigger money goals into smaller, more manageable milestones. This is a powerful strategy for helping you stay on track. Imagine you want to save $10,000 for an emergency fund. Instead of fixating on that incredibly high and daunting sum, consider breaking it down into smaller savings increments. Hey there, and welcome to the Inspire Budget Podcast, where we talk all things budgeting, debt, and saving money. I'm your host, Allison Baggerly. Today's episode is all about getting back on track with your money when you feel like maybe you veered off course. We're going to cover four essential steps to help you regain financial focus and steer back towards your goals and ultimately get back on track with your budget, paying off debt, or savings. Getting off track with your finances or your money can happen to anyone, and it's essential to recognize that it does not make you a failure. In fact, it is a very common experience. It's not about if you'll get off track with your money, it's more about when you'll get off track with your money. Because let's be real, life can be really unpredictable, and sometimes things are thrown at us when we least expect it. However, knowing how to get back on track is crucial for maintaining financial stability and working toward your money goals. The four steps that I'm going to be sharing with you are relevant because they are going to be practical strategies and action steps to help you regain control and ultimately make progress towards your financial dreams. The first thing that I want you to do when you get off track with your money, and this might come as a shock to you, but it's actually to give yourself spending money. We often hear the advice to cut back on your spending when you're trying to get your finances in order or pay off debt. And while it's true that you should be mindful and intentional with your expenses for financial success, there's also a psychological aspect to consider as well. Many of us fall into the trap of feeling completely deprived when we're on a budget, myself included. We might start to resent the restrictions that we have placed on ourselves and feel like we can't enjoy the things that we used to. This feeling of deprivation and cutting back or living on nothing can really backfire and lead to impulse spending or even giving up on the budget altogether. In fact, this is a real reason why a lot of times people do get off track with your budget. But here's the truth. Deprivation won't lead to long-term financial success. I'm going to repeat that because I think it is so important. Deprivation, depriving yourself of ever spending money on things that you want, never going out to eat, never living a life you love, will not lead you to long-term financial success. In fact, it can often have the opposite effect. When we feel like we can't spend any money at all, we're more likely to rebel against our budget and overspend. This is exactly what I did whenever my husband and I first started budgeting. We lived on basically nothing, had zero wiggle room in our budget because we were trying to pay off debt so drastically. However, it backfired and I ended up impulse spending and almost binge spending my money because I was tired of depriving myself. That's why it is so essential to set aside a portion of your budget for discretionary spending, what some people might call fun money or splurge money. This is money that you can use guilt-free for things that bring you joy or provide you some sort of mental break from the constraints of budgeting. By giving yourself permission to spend in moderation, you're more likely to stick to your budget in the long run. You'll feel less restricted and more in control of your finances, which, let's be honest, can ultimately lead to just an overall greater success with reaching your money goals because you're able to stick with it longer. I 100% believe that budgeting isn't something that we should only do whenever we're trying to reach money goals. I believe we can write a budget to live the life that we want for the rest of our life, and that includes having money to spend. So go ahead and allocate a portion of your budget for discretionary spending. Treat yourself to that fancy coffee or indulge in the new book that you want to buy. Just remember to do it mindfully and within your means. After all, enjoying life along the way is just as important as reaching your financial destination. The second thing to do whenever you get off track with your money is to break your big goals down into smaller, more manageable goals. My oldest son really wanted a new computer setup for his gaming area of our house. And we were not willing, my husband and I, we weren't willing to just dish out thousands of dollars to automatically get him what he wanted and what he was asking for. But he had his eye on the prize. He became really overwhelmed and frustrated because while he had some money in savings and he does earn money every week, the idea of completely renovating or replacing his somewhat crappy, to be honest, setup at the time felt so far away. And so it made him really frustrated. Instead, one day I sat down with him and I said, look, let's break this up into phases. Let's take this big goal you have to replace a small hand-me-down junky laptop that used to be mine that I gave him. Let's take that goal to replace that laptop in smaller phases. So we created three different phases. Phase one was to get him a monitor. He was going to save up enough money to buy himself a larger monitor that he could connect to the laptop. Another part of phase one was to actually get a desk. Now, my husband had a desk at work, and when he moved jobs, he didn't need it anymore. It was actually my old standing desk that I used to have. That was part of phase one, adding a desk and a monitor. After reaching phase one, he started saving up his money for phase two. Phase two was to get himself a really nice keyboard he liked and a mouse, and also a gaming chair. This was phase two. He had something smaller to work toward. And then phase three was to actually replace the laptop completely. He came up with an idea of doing this by gathering any Christmas money, birthday money, and money he was saving to eventually replace it. By breaking down this really big goal into smaller phases, he no longer felt overwhelmed and felt like he'd never reach that goal. You can do the same thing when it comes to your money. A lot of times we can get off track with our money because the dream we have, the vision we have for our future feels like it is so far away and completely unattainable. So I want to encourage you to break down your bigger money goals into smaller, more manageable milestones. This is a powerful strategy for helping you stay on track. Imagine you want to save $10,000 for an emergency fund. Instead of fixating on that incredibly high and daunting sum, consider breaking it down into smaller savings increments. Maybe your first milestone is to save $1,000. Then once you've achieved that, you can set your sights on the next $1,000 and so on. Focusing on these smaller goals really allows you to celebrate your progress along the way, helps you stay motivated and engaged in your financial journey so that you are less likely to get off track. It's kind of like climbing a staircase. Each step brings you closer to your ultimate destination. Today's episode is brought to you by my Budget to Build Wealth. Here's the truth. I refuse to believe that wealth is just for the rich. I believe that wealth can be built on a budget without sacrificing what you love to spend money on. I fully believe that budgeting is the quickest, most effective way for you to reach your money goals. So whether your goal is to stop living paycheck to paycheck, pay off those student loans that have been hanging over your head, or find room in your budget every single month so that way you can start investing for your future, you're going to need a guide, a plan to get yourself there, which is exactly what I'm sharing in my free training, Budget to Build Wealth. In this training, I'm going to be sharing three massive mistakes that people make with their budget and their financial plan so that way you can avoid them. I'm going to be sharing with you the secret to freeing up more money in your budget each month so that way you can send extra money to your goals. And I'm going to be sharing with you my tried and true four-step framework to budgeting your way to wealth without giving up what you love. Plus, there is a very special free gift for anyone who stays until the end. You can sign up by going to inspiredbudget.com/class or just click the link in my show notes. You'll be able to choose a time that works for your schedule, and I'll see you there. Another great way to get back on track with your money or to stay on track with your money is to actually track and monitor your progress. So my husband and I, really me, if I'm being honest, I have this really big goal of being coast FIRE by a certain time. If you're familiar with the FIRE movement, it stands for Financial Independence Retire Early. Now, coast FIRE is whenever you hit an amount in your investments so that you can essentially stop investing and just coast off of that money. And as it grows in the stock market, by the time you're ready to retire, you will have enough money to do so comfortably. That is one of my biggest goals. This is a massive goal for our family, especially since we didn't start investing until after we were debt-free. And to help me stay motivated and on track, I am constantly tracking our progress. I'm not going to lie to you. It would be a lot more fun for me to take the money that we are investing every single month and spend it on stuff or vacations. But I know that I don't want to get off track with my goal. I continuously go back and track our investments so that I can see how much longer we have until we reach that coast FIRE goal. For me, it helps me stay motivated and it makes it almost like a no-brainer to keep moving forward and investing our money for our future. No matter what you're aiming for, tracking your progress can really help you stay motivated along the way. It's like using Google Maps to navigate your way to a destination. Without it, you might lose sight of where you're going or veer off course without even realizing it. Using tools like budgeting apps or spreadsheets allows you to monitor your income, expenses, and savings over time. You can see exactly where your money is going and identify ways where you can make improvements. Plus, seeing your progress visually can be incredibly motivating. Take it from me. I used to track our progress whenever we were paying off debt, and I would wait to fill in our debt-free thermometer until I started losing that motivation. Once I felt that motivation slipping, once I was ready to just kind of give up, that's when I would grab my red Sharpie and go in and color in my debt-free thermometer, because seeing that progress over time really gave me that extra push. It gave me that excitement to jump back in it and keep paying off debt. Ultimately, tracking your progress is a wonderful reminder of how far you've come and how much closer you are to achieving your money dreams. So far, we've covered giving yourself some extra spending money or discretionary money, breaking down your big goals into smaller goals, and tracking your progress. The last thing I want to share with you today, our fourth thing to do when you get off track with your money, is to complete a money reset. Have you ever had an argument with your partner or a family member or even your child where you end up saying something that maybe you regret? Maybe you go a little bit too far, your emotions get a little bit out of control, and all of a sudden you're sitting here thinking, I wish we could just reset this conversation, right? I wish I could just go back and approach it differently. I wish I could just say, you know what? Let's pause, reset, and move forward, because the way the conversation is going might not be productive. Well, you can do this with your money. Sometimes we need to hit the reset button on our finances to get back on track. Life is constantly changing, and our financial priorities likely are going to shift along the way. And that's where a money reset comes in. Take some time to revisit your budget. Analyze your spending habits. What are you spending money on? Do you like what you're spending money on? What do you want to keep and what do you want to let go of? And then go back and reassess your money goals. Think of it as scheduling a financial or money checkup. Just like we visit the doctor for regular checkups to monitor our health, we need to do the same thing with our money. I personally do this at least once a year, but to be honest, I wish I did it more. This is a great time for you to look and say, okay, are there any areas where you are overspending or neglecting to save? Are there any new expenses or goals that need to be accounted for? By completing a money reset, you can realign your priorities and adjust your strategy to make sure that you're on the right path towards your money goals. Just remember that a money reset is not a sign of failure. It's an opportunity to just course correct and set your future self up for success. So do not be afraid to hit the reset button to get back on track with your financial goals. I just want to remind you that getting off track with your money does not make you a failure. It makes you human. It is so important to acknowledge that setbacks, especially financial setbacks, happen to practically everyone. Embrace the learning experience and use it as an opportunity to grow and improve your financial habits. That is a wrap on today's episode of the Inspire Budget Podcast. I hope that you found these 4 steps helping getting back on track with your money incredibly helpful. If you enjoyed the episode, can you please do me a favor? I would really appreciate it if you could right now pause and just take 20 seconds to rate and review the Inspire Budget Podcast wherever you are listening to it. By leaving ratings and reviews, it helps my podcast reach new listeners just like you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll be back with another brand new episode next week. I'll talk to you then.